Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking nutrition today, but I think it's going to be a bit different than what you usually would hear. Why? Because we're going to be talking green. Well, this is more than what your typical green conversation might be. This is about green smoothies. I have a special guest, Kim Caldwell, who is going to be with me in just a moment here. How green smoothies saved her life. Green smoothies. Yeah, I know, it sounds weird, but we're going to find out more about why this is such a significant nutritional benefit. I want to welcome Kim Caldwell to the show. Kim, hello.
Hello, Donna.
I'm so delighted that you've been able to join me today. I want my audience to know a little bit about you. You are a graduate of the University of Memphis. You've studied nutrition, and you've really been involved in metaphysics, the power of positive thinking and other such areas of interest, which my audience really enjoys. And your life ended up directing you into this venue of green smoothies. Now, we all know about green beer. We all know about green food coloring and so many things. But green smoothies. Tell us your story. How is it that you decided that this was something that was going to be a part of your life? And what led you to being curious about doing something like this? And what is a green smoothie?
Wow, great questions, Donna. A green smoothie, we'll start with that. That's simple. A green smoothie is just simply leafy green vegetables, like your spinach or your romaine lettuce, your delicious leafy greens, and you blend them with fruit to make them taste delicious and make them very easy to drink and take down, and then it just supplies the body with a rush of nutrients and raw chlorophyll, and you feel amazing when you drink it.
How did you get towards this? Because this isn't something that's typical. People don't go around saying, oh, I had a green smoothie this morning for breakfast. No, they don't typically talk about this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I was actively searching for something to make me feel better. And I was reading a book by Victoria Butenko called Green for Life, and just it clicked. You know how you kind of resonate with something and you think, ooh, that sounds like a great idea. So I thought, you know what, I've got this stuff sitting right there in my refrigerator, and I'm going to go give it a little try. And when I took it in for the first time, it's been a while now, so now I'm so used to it, but the first time I took it in, I'll never forget the feeling that overcame me. It felt like my nerves had been soothed for the first time in years. And I felt a little energy, and I just felt something immediately. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give it a try again. And I was amazed how each day I would continue to feel better and better. And I knew I had found something that was perfect for me.
Now, you mentioned Paul Bragg. And I have to share with you, and of course those that have listened to my show regularly know this, Jack LaLanne was a protege of Paul Bragg, and Paul Bragg was a man that was so far ahead of the generation, and this gentleman passed away in his 90s, choked on a fishbone from what I understand, but he was really a strong advocate of raw foods, and Jack LaLanne, of course, for those of us that are aware of him, I mean, he's in his 90s now, and I think he's going to be over 100 sooner than what we would imagine. And this is a man who has maintained vitality all of his life. And, of course, we're all familiar about how he promotes using raw foods and using your blender or a juicer to be able to get the nutrition out of the vegetables that we have. And this is something I know personally I have always had an interest in, and I know how valuable it is nutritionally. But when you're talking about the greens, we've got a lot of them. You've got your spinach that you mentioned. There's kale, but kale is pretty dry, doesn't have a lot of moisture in it. You have your collards. You have parsley. You have a number of different green vegetables. And this is something that, you're right, when you take it in like that, it's just absolutely amazing. Now, one of the comments that you said was the first thing you noticed is that it settled your nerves. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you'd been going through where you really felt like you needed to find a nutritional something that was going to help your life.
Well, I think it's really interesting and fun that you say that your audience is into the metaphysical and the positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll give you a short version. One of the things I talk about in my book, How Green Smoothies Saved My Life, is that we never want to speak of our ailments, and I know you relate to that, and I know you know that that's true, so I know I'm not telling you anything. What happened, to make a long story short, was I had a couple people get sick in my family, and I got so sad for them that it caused my body to go down. It was completely emotional, and I didn't know that at the time. I had to learn a little bit. And so, typical symptoms that you would think, you would think something was really, really bad wrong with you. But it was completely anxiety and stress from outside sources. And I think people are just not even aware of what the stress in their lives is doing to their bodies. And, again, I love to encourage people to do things like yoga, meditation, light walking, and really, really, really find something for them, because everybody's so different and likes something different. Find something that's going to relax you. That's key. And when you do that, you'll be guided to all the perfect things for your health and vitality.
You became aware of the drinking the greens, and part of what you learned is the value of chlorophyll. Why is chlorophyll so useful?
Wonderful question. Chlorophyll is very useful. It strengthens the body, and then the body goes in and takes that strength and uses it in whatever area it needs. We are not, as an American society, we're not getting chlorophyll in a raw, usable form in our diet. So when we start taking that chlorophyll in, it just lifts our whole mind, body, and spirit, and it's amazing what it'll do for you. The green leafy vegetables, when they are blended up into the blender, they break open all that chlorophyll, and it goes straight into the bloodstream, and you just feel incredible from it. And I think it's really interesting, too, how your consciousness wakes up, how you start becoming so much more aware of, what you need to do for yourself to make yourself feel better.
Now, you're mentioning using a blender instead of a juicer. Why isn't, of course, with a blender, then you'd have to make sure you have your liquid in there, like if you were going to use some juice, like an apple juice or whatever, because you're right, the greens are extremely bitter. If you were to use something like cabbage or any of your greens, usually if you don't have like an apple blended in with it, if you use a juicer, they are so bitter. I mean, all you have to do is smell it, and you go, I think I'm going to pass this, and just not going to touch it, because it is exceedingly bitter. But when you mix it with that piece of fruit, that apple, for example, then it does sweeten it up substantially, and you can drink it down. Why is it you prefer the blender over the juicer?
Wonderful question. And first and foremost, I juiced for years. Juicing is such an ordeal. After you get going on the green smoothies, you get spoiled and you don't want to even go back to juicing because it takes 2 minutes to make your drink. And you brought up another great point. I think it's so important, and I speak about this in How Green Smoothies Saved My Life in my book, you want to make your smoothie taste delicious to you. And you're going to, for your liquid, you're going to use water, but if you want to, if you want to use a different liquid, you can look into that. But I do have recipes. But the trick is, and the way even to get people to start out trying them, is to make it taste really good. Like, one of my favorite things to do is to take spinach and add bananas and strawberries, and it's delicious. And you, if you need to, you add more fruit, and what will happen is your body will get used to that wonderful greens coming in, and your body will start calling for that greens, and you'll need less and less fruit. But even if you don't, you're good either way. You're getting such a rush of nutrition. The romaine lettuce, delicious. There's certain greens, and like I said in the book, I give you tons of recipes, but there's certain greens that really are tasty. And it's so interesting too, because everybody's taste buds are different. Like you'll mm-hmm. have greens you like, Donna, that maybe I might not like, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So the trick is make it taste good so that every day when you do it, it's a pleasure. And then as your health starts improving and improving and improving, ooh, and another thing that is so fun, I love to tell this story, you're going to start looking beautiful. I have a girlfriend, she's in her 60s and lovely, and she came over to a friend's house a couple weeks ago, and I thought, why is she wearing so much makeup? I thought, you know, why would somebody pile on that much makeup? Anyway, she gets a little closer to me, and I start noticing that she doesn't even have makeup on, and her skin looked incredible. And I said, your skin looks so beautiful. I thought you had piled on makeup. She goes, no. She goes, and you know what? I've been drinking your green smoothies and my skin. So not only are you going to feel better, you're going to start glowing and looking beautiful. So you want to make it taste good because you want to get those results.
Well, I agree with that. And one of the things that are in the green vegetables, it's very important, the green leafy vegetables, are minerals. And with women especially, you guys, if you're into bodybuilding, if you are trying to keep yourself fit, you're going to find that those green leafy vegetables that your mother used to say, look like Popeye, eat your spinach. Well, this is a reality because of those mineral compounds that are in those leafy vegetables. They're very, very healthy for you. And like Kim is saying, that when, ladies, if you've been having a problem with a blemished complexion, or you maybe are older and you feel like your skin looks washed out, when you start bringing these natural components into your dietary regimen, and you can drink them down, and it doesn't take any time at all, it is going to make such a difference in your life. And I agree, choosing what appeals to you is really important. And your friend Cindy, you have her story in here, which I think is just absolutely fabulous, because she said her own daughter, who is 41 years old, just was amazed at how beautiful her skin had become. It helps your skin, it helps your hair, it helps your joints, it helps you at the cellular level, which is extremely important. As I said earlier, if you don't believe it, take a look at Jack LaLanne and his beautiful wife, Elaine, and you will mm-hmm. find that these are two people that are walking the walk, just like Kim is, and it really makes a difference. And with the holidays coming up, you can still feel good about yourself and to do this for yourself, and you are going to just feel fabulous. And if you do every once in a while have a cookie or something like this, you're going to find you're not going to want to do it so much. Now, you have a number of different stories in your book, Kim, but let me just mention some of the things that can be put in. The romaine lettuce you mentioned, green leaf lettuce, spinach, kale, celery, parsley, chard, turnip greens. They are loaded, turnip greens are. Mustard greens, wheatgrass, beet greens are incredibly potent. All of these things that so frequently we might not even consider unless they happen to be in a tossed salad, when you blend it like she's suggesting and having this green smoothie, it really does make a difference. And you do have recipes in your book, which I think are absolutely fun to read about. Now, I just mentioned having a salad. Lots of times people will say, if I have a salad, then that's going to be enough. But it really isn't, is it, Kim?
No, yeah, and I discussed that again and explain in the book, like we just discussed, when you blend up and break up the chlorophyll in the deep green leafy vegetables, it breaks it loose so that your body can utilize it right there at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Annie. She is a neighbor of yours, and she was really concerned because she had been advised about high cholesterol and high blood pressure, and she was really having a tough time, was moody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did the two of you get together, and what did she do?
Well, it's so interesting because, you know, we were just walking, waving buddies. Like, we'd be walking by each other and wave. And I just one day, you know how you have that little voice in your head that says, oh, you need to mention this to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to ever push anyone, but I said, you know, I just wanted to introduce myself. And I wanted to tell you about this drink I've been drinking that's helped me so much, the green smoothies. I said, do you want to hear? And she said, she was very interested. I can tell whether, you know, to go on or not. And she was very interested. And so I gave her my recipes, told her what to do. And a couple weeks later, we saw each other, and she came up to me and she said, I love that drink. I am feeling so good. And then it was so cute because sometimes I'd see her in the neighborhood, and from the back, she looked like a teenager. She had this bounce in her step and her, you know, and she was not a teenager. She was in her mid-60s. And she'd have this bounce in her step and her ponytail swinging back and forth. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
I thought, I've got to. And this, when I met and this happened with Annie, it was when I just knew. I thought, God, I want to tell everybody that you are supposed to feel good and you're supposed to. I don't really believe in decline with aging. I believe that people are not quite educated in what to do, and all we have to do is get a little educated and we can enjoy aging and enjoy looking and feeling our best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this, to me, this is the way to go. And I do also love to discuss the mental tricks that I tell people to do. That one of them I found through a Catherine Ponder book. I love Catherine Ponder. I don't know if you've gotten blessed.
Oh, yes, I'm aware, Catherine.
Oh, she's wonderful. Well, one of her books spoke of saying, I love you to yourself. And it really clicked with me. I thought, you know what? I thought, I'm going to try, instead of all these negative messages I'm sending myself, I'm going to look in the mirror instead of saying, ooh, I don't like that line or I don't like that. I'm going to say, I love you. And so I started doing this, and within a week's period, I started looking like a different person. I mean, I started glowing and looking more beautiful. I thought, I thought, okay, this works. So I try to regularly feed my mind with positive thoughts and look for things positive to enjoy, like your show. What could be better than this? I actively search for things that are positive and uplifting to feed my mind, because it's not just about feeding our bodies. You know, you unfortunately hear stories of people who eat perfect and then they have situations come up. We have to do both. We have to feed our mind and our body good nutrition.
I agree with that. Now, you talk about something that I learned about a year ago, and I absolutely think this is awesome. It's
mm-hmm.
to brush the skin.
Oh,
and
oh.
Here in America, we don't hear about this. It's very big in Europe. I have a client that said she used to work on cruise ships, and part of the spa treatments was that you would have your skin brushed. And so she learned that from the technicians that were in the spa on the cruise ships, that people paid thousands of dollars to be able to participate and have this luxury. And she said, I do it all the time, and she just looks fabulous. She's in her 50s. You'd never know it. She just absolutely looks gorgeous. Talk to us about brushing the skin and how you learned about this.
One of my favorite subjects. I'm so glad you brought that up. I hope I'm saying his name right. Dr. Pavio Arolia, he has a book, and it's on juice fasting, because for years, like I said, I love to look at juice fasting as a way to take little breaks and relax my body. He says that he calls skin brushing the finest skin bath. And it is amazing. When you just take a little brush that has natural bristles, you want the ones with the natural bristles,
mm-hmm.
and if you go to kimtalk.com, I show you how to do it. It's KIMTALK, and I show you a brush on there. You take it, and you work it with quick motions towards your heart, and you do the whole body, and it only takes you 2 minutes. When I skin brush, my whole system works completely differently, and I always feel good. And this is, you would not think that the two would be connected, but my digestion is 100% better. You know, I can eat things, and they digest, and they move through the body easily. like you said, people who skin brush, they look younger because it's going to rev up the circulation in the skin. It's going to take off that top layer of skin and show the new skin through. What I love, one of the most important things, I think, is it works your glandular system. Mm-hmm. So I like to take the skin brush. I like to get right behind my back of my knees because we have a lot of glands behind our knees. We have the glands in our neck. We have the glands in our armpits. And I go very gently. When you start and you're new at it, you want to do it real gently. Your skin will get used to it and let you know when you need to build up a little stronger. And it's amazing. It's amazing what it does for your looks. And you would not think this, but sometimes if you're feeling a little off mentally, if you skin brush, maybe it's because you're taking your mind off of it. I don't know what it is, but it actually lifts my mood when I do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing, too, for those of you that are listening, if you're wanting to try this, like she said, use the natural bristle brush. Now, you can go to any bath store, bath supply store, and you'll find them. But for heaven's sakes, don't try to put so much pressure on it where you're gouging your skin. I was told about someone that when she was doing it, her skin was breaking. She was literally pushing so hard with the brush, and you want it sort of like a feathery. You just want a light brushing that goes, and when you do your arms, lift your hands up, lift your arms up, and then just gently brush down towards the heart. And the lymphatic system is so benefited by this that, like you said, Kim, it just makes you feel really, really good. And if you're very sensitive to the brush, then maybe do it when you're in the shower, where mm-hmm. the bristles are a little softer and they're wet. You're still going to get the benefits, but realize you're doing this for you so that, one, your skin is going to stay toned, and two, you're going to have the benefit of helping the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system, goodness gracious, I don't know how many lymph nodes we've got in our body, but there are hundreds of them, and so many of them are located just below the surface of the skin. So when you do it, then what that's doing, that's enabling the body to get rid of the toxic waste, because that's part of what the lymph node's job is, to get rid of the toxicity in the body. So when you do the brushing, it really moves it right along. Now, here we've gone through the skin brushing. You talk about raw foods and, you know, the fruits and the vegetables, which I think just about everybody is aware of how beneficial that is. And you just, as you said, you need to also look at what you're feeding your mind along with your body. But let's not touch on something here where you bring up artificial sweeteners. Many people, especially, and this is an indoctrination that we've gone through for a lot of years, staying away from sugar and using the artificial sweeteners instead. Why is it you have such a strong opinion against them?
May I ask how you feel about them?
Once in a while is fine, but I think you have to limit them, depending on what you use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're less strong than me. My vote is no.
Mm-hmm.
And I giggle because, you know, I want everyone to do what's best for them, but I believe that if you learn and train your taste buds to enjoy natural sugar, maybe in fruit or in, you know, your blueberries, your green smoothie, in my tea. I love talking about tea in the book. I love that. I just enjoy the taste of my tea without anything sweet in it, and I did train my taste buds that way. I feel that if your body does not have to process something artificial, it can use that energy for experiencing happiness, for feeling good. It's just too many benefits to avoiding them. But,
well, I do agree. I do think
but,
that
you know, I understand that people are going to, you know, do different things. I am amazed, though. I'm trying to think of her name. One of the ladies I told about that, she called me and she just said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so good without the artificial sweeteners. And honestly, I was pleasantly surprised because, you know, you can tell people that you're going to feel a lot better when you quit using artificial sweeteners. But, you know, whether they do it or not is up to them. You know, it always amazes me when people say, Kim, you helped me so much. And I'm thinking, no. I tell this to thousands of people, and the smart ones do it and get incredible results. And, you know, other people find great benefits for themselves other ways. I'm not saying mine's the only way. There's lots of great ways. I just cannot encourage people strongly enough to choose natural as far as tasting sweet goes. I'd rather see somebody use maybe a little honey. You know, just get educated about your choices.
Also, there's stevia. And
yes, stevia is a lovely choice.
Yes, stevia is a very significant sweetener. I'll never forget, I gave it to a relative of ours who likes to have sweeteners, and he's diabetic, so he is really into sweetening. I said, well, you should try some stevia. And he had just his simple cup of coffee, and he went and put the whole packet of stevia in there, took a sip, and said, whoa, this stuff is sweet. Oh, my Lord. And I just laughed at him. I said, mm-hmm. But if you had asked me, I would have told you just shake in a little bit so that you'll know. But, yes, stevia is a wonderful, wonderful substitute. And there's things, that, you know, there's some wonderful recipes. You can go on the web. You can find out about all kinds of recipes where if you are of a mindset where you're wanting to eliminate high-sugared products, but yet you still have that sweet tooth, and stevia is a very good option. Agave syrup is also another one that's a very good one. I love the story in here about your grandmother and how you said your grandmother, when she was younger, had a real challenge because she had brown sugar that was like a brick. And I can relate to that. I think we all can if ever we've left a bag of brown sugar out and all of a sudden we find, oops, it's hard as a rock. And then someone told her to put in a few pieces of apple, and she did, and within 2 hours the sugar was just soft and moist, just like you normally expect brown sugar to be. And she thought, if an apple can do this much good to the sugar, then I wonder what it's going to do for me. And she started eating an apple a day. And she was just thrilled with the results. Of course, we all have heard that story, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. There's more truth to that saying than what people acknowledge. But I just love that story about your grandmother because I think that that's a very significant one.
Yeah, thank you. It's a sweet story. You know, Donna, if I can add something.
Sure.
You know, it's easy for me to tell people don't use sugar or artificial sweeteners. You know, it's easier to say that than to do it. I do want to add that before I started green smoothies, I had a very, very hard time staying away from sugar. I really had kind of an addiction, and it was that's so for 40 some odd years in my life, I'm the type of person who would not be able to stop with one piece of cake. I mean, I'd go for three and four because my body just kept, I couldn't quit. When I started green smoothies, I've been doing them for over a year now. I haven't had sugar since I started them. So it completely gave my body something that made me stop craving the sugar. So maybe I would tell people concerning all the different needs for sweet taste. Maybe if they get on the green smoothies, they won't, their taste buds will change and they won't necessarily have to have those other things. So that's just a possibility. That's what happened to me.
I agree. I think that's very true. I think lots of times we'll grab stuff because it's easy to get in, and what we're really looking for is energy. And if the energy isn't in the food, then we're going to go for something that's going to give us that energy. And sugar usually will do that. That's what it does. It goes right to the brain, and the body can use it. But just as quickly as it uses it, it's already used up. You also have a wonderful section on switch words. And we're out of time, but I do want to say that if any of you listening to the show are interested in doing something that is really going to help your body, I think that Kim Caldwell's book, How Green Smoothies Saved My Life, is well worth reading. She's direct. She's got wonderful stories in here. But it's about how, through just a simple change, and you have to work with it to find out what it is you'd want to do, but you will find that it can make a difference. I know that the smoothies would be very beneficial. Kim, your website is kimtalk.com, kimtalk.com. And
correct.
So people can go there. They can find out all kinds of information about you and your book. And I want to thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, Kim Caldwell, How Green Smoothies Saved My Life. It's a delightful book and one I think you'd like in your library because she's got a lot of good things. And you'll find out about switch words and a number of other items we weren't able to cover today. This is Donna Sebo. Again, go to kimtalk.com and then you will find everything that you need. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be coming back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to come.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free number. You can call in to 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I would just like to let you know when you call in, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, please tell me where you're calling from, what section of the country or the world, because that is something I'm also interested in. And then just relax and let me tell you what I perceive. I'll be using my intuitive talents to give you some insights, and then when I'm finished, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that may be of interest to you. So again, here is the toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you are listening and you are in the state of Washington, Western Washington especially, I want to invite you to come on out for a fabulous, fabulous family event that's being held on November the 21st. And we are going to be doing the Dickens Festival, and you will can go to the internet, dickensfestival.net, for Tacoma, Washington, and you'll get all of the details. I'm going to be appearing in costume at the King's Bookstore, and this is in downtown Tacoma. And in my newsletter, which just went out, and it's up on my website right now, so you can have access to that if you want further details. Also, just understand that this is going to be partially a fundraiser. There is a particular charity that the group that puts together the festival is going to be donating money to, and I'm going to be doing many consultations, no appointment necessary, at the King's Bookstore in downtown Tacoma, and part of those proceeds will be going towards that charity. So come on out with your family. It's a marvelous event, and it is so brisk and cold outside. We might get lucky this year and maybe have snow, but that's so unusual for us. But last year we did get lucky, and we had snow for the event. So come on out. November 21st, I'll be appearing at King's Bookstore from noon until 4 in the afternoon. So I do hope you'll be able to join us. Donna Siebel here again, 888-815-9756. Now, we were talking about the green smoothies earlier, and with the time change, I don't know about wherever you might be, those of you that are listening, but here in the Pacific Northwest, it gets dark really early, and I really miss daylight savings time. And as a mature woman, I know going through menopause, I couldn't really understand sometimes why I would have this real, like, oh, I don't want to get up out of bed in the morning, because usually I'm an early morning person, being up like about 5:30 in the morning to do the work that I do to prepare for my shows and review material, etc. It just took everything in me to just get up. Well, I finally realized that in going through menopause, my body chemistry had changed. Now, I had talked with people for years about what's called the SAD disorder, and it is a chemical process. Now, men are affected by it, but women get it so much more strongly, and it's because of all of the hormonal cycles that we go through. So when the hours are long and they're dark, it's like, oh, please, I just don't have any energy. So I learned a couple of things. One is that I got full spectrum lighting, which is easily available today. And we went and changed all the lights in the house, and that just really brightened things up substantially. And I have a lamp that when I'm doing my work that I literally sit under or by so that that light is constantly bringing its benefits to me. And I find now it's not a problem. Now, you can also get alarm clocks that enable you to have a graduation of light being introduced into your environment instead of a bonging alarm. This light can be set so that it will go and little by little start to illuminate your room, and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's easy. It all has to do with the chemistry in the body and the light. But also something you need to remember, when you are living in areas of country where it is especially dark, and I really have an empathy for people that live in the northern areas like I do, and Alaska, because it can be very depressing. Nutrition is so important, and you need to have vitamin D. So that is a supplement. Finally, they're acknowledging the value of this supplement. I've known about the value of this supplement, vitamin D, since I was a little kid, because this is something they talk about. You know, you need to be out in the sunshine so that the vitamin D is produced in the body. And sunshine is very important, but when you live in the far northern areas where you have more dark hours than you do sunshine hours, you're not going to get that, not unless you have a chance to go on vacation for a couple of weeks, and then you're only getting it for the couple of weeks. So do take care of yourself and be aware that you should have things like eggs in your diet. You need to remember nutrition during winter months is so important. And how often are we hearing stuff about the flu? Well, this happens every year. People forget that they need to take care of themselves. So what we were talking about earlier, like the green smoothies and also being aware of your nutritional supplementation, all of this enables you to give your body the tools to fight off some of these things that you otherwise might succumb to. So just be aware. And I have an article in front of me where they were saying November 1st is the end of daylight savings times, which we all know because we've already passed that. But it means you just have to be aware that you should have a good breakfast in the morning, and an egg should be included in that, and be sure you have your vitamin D deficiency. But you know what? There is vitamin D in eggs, believe it or not. And you have also lutein, which is great for the eyes. So the egg is not a villain like it was portrayed for so many years. Remember, the basic foods are still very, very healthy for you. And you just can keep it really simple, and you don't have to end up feeling like you're going to be a waddling porpoise by the end of winter. It doesn't have to be that way. If you become aware of how you can nourish your body and feed your body well, and also don't forget those full-spectrum lights, because they do make a big, big difference. It will just absolutely amaze you at how the brightness of that full spectrum light just really makes you feel energized. It's really something. I had a client, how I learned about it was years ago when I was up in Alaska. I had a client who worked for a group of attorneys. And these attorneys had just been doing this for a long time. Well, one of the men just could not function. When daylight savings time disappeared, he would go, and the hours were so long up in Alaska, he'd go into this deep depression. He would be in bed. He couldn't get out of bed. So when full-spectrum lights were being developed and there was this public information that was coming out, when his partner found out about it, he gave a gift to this partner who would get sick all the time, and he said, I'm going to gift you a trip to Hawaii. Your depression is so severe, I just know the sunshine's going to make a difference. Well, sure enough, they sent this guy to Hawaii, gets off the plane, he's just happy as he can be, he's out in the sun. He said, wow, I just feel fabulous over here. The guy said, I understand, it has to do with sunshine. So then what occurred is while this partner was gone, his associates went and built a full spectrum light panel. They put it in his office, and it covered a wall. When this man came back from Hawaii, went in to work. Now keep in mind that during the entire time that they had a working association, this man during the winter months was most of the time in bed. He just did not feel well. He goes into his office, they turned on the lights, he goes, wow! And to the best of my knowledge, he never had a sick day afterwards. Things like this are worth paying attention to. If you have children and they are in school, this can help them have more of an attentiveness. They've proven this in research studies in schools. Why? What? Put a full spectrum light right next to a standard light bulb, and you'll see the standard light bulb is very yellow. The full spectrum is very white. It makes all the difference in the world. So if you have kids that just don't seem to have energy, try this and see how it will work. And try it for yourself. It really is a very, very inexpensive investment in yourself to keep you happy, especially during these dark months, which we've got a number of right ahead of us that we're going to be going through. So why not enjoy them? I want to also let you know we're going to have some wonderful guests on this week. We're going to be talking with Dr. Beverly Potter tomorrow. And it's the Worrywart's Companion. If you've got a friend that is a worrywart of worrywarts, if you're one, I think you're going to enjoy Dr. Potter's insights. And then Juanita Rose Violini is going to be with me on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about her absolutely awesome book. It would make a great gift for somebody that has everything. It's The Almanac of the Infamous, the Incredible, and the Ignored. Great stuff in this book. I just loved it. And then Susie Kuntz is going to be my guest on Thursday. We're going to be talking about educating kids and how you can teach them multiplication and spelling, and they are just really going to enjoy it. So Susie's going to be my guest. And then on Friday, we're going to be touching on health, to be or not to be healthy, by Miles J. Schneider. So we've got a dynamic week here, and I hope you'll tell your friends. And just remember that this is something that is just such a pleasure for me to be able to bring to you, because there are so many people interested in so many different things, and they all have their own special skill sets. And when you become aware of different options, it can really be liberating. So I invite you to join me. Tell your friends, and just know that we're going to be having a real good time in the interim. Now, I was at, as so many of you were this past weekend because of Halloween, I was at a party, and I was, as I usually am when people find out the kind of work that I do, asked, how can you develop your intuition? How did you know you had it? Where can you do this, that, or the other? Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you just a couple of tips about how you can work with your own intuition, boost it, sharpen it, and make it a useful tool. I won't be able to tell you everything that I know, but, hey, I'll give you a few insights. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Okay, before we went on break, I said I would be happy to share with you some tips about improving your intuitive capacities. The first one I'm going to be mentioning relates to dreams. And the reason that I say that dreams are a great way to begin is because almost all of us have them. Many times people, I know my husband is this way, he said, oh, I never dream. But he really does. He just doesn't remember them. However, when he does remember dreams, they are particularly significant for him, and so we usually will talk about them, and they, when they come through that loudly and that clearly, where they get his attention, then he knows there's something that he needs to pay attention to. But dreams are a wonderful way to develop your own intuition. That's how I began so many years ago. Now, for me, it was a feeling as if I was going through nightmares, and I honestly didn't know what to do or who to ask, and so as with all of us, we go to someone maybe we know and we trust, and we say, what do we do? Well, at the time I started, there wasn't a heck of a lot available. Publications on Edgar Cayce were out there, but I didn't even know about them. But as it turned out, I ended up being directed to the woman who became my mentor for about a year and a half, and she just totally changed my life on such a major level because she was the one that recognized my mental skills and abilities. And it started with dreams. Now, I'm sure you've heard this, keep a notebook by your bed, or when you're dreaming, make sure you've got a pen or a pencil that is going to write easily and well. And one of the things I will say to you that I discovered very early on when I started keeping records of my dreams is that I'd almost have to do it in the dark. I had to make sure that I had a big enough piece of paper where I could write out in the dark what I was experiencing. And because you're sort of in a twilight zone when you're having that memory recall, you don't want to move a whole bunch. So sometimes it can be a challenge if you are just not, you don't have something that's conveniently available to you to write on. Because usually the mind is so busy that once you really become totally awake, it's off and running with all of its different thought processes. This is just the way it is. It's just the way the mind works. So when you are having a dream, and it's especially vivid to you, if you have something you can write on that's close by, and you can do it. Sometimes people like to have one of these illuminated pens, but you try to remember to write out as much as you can, and then you'll have the recall when you go back to read it, if you can read your writing. And that is something that I was able to utilize, and I was amazed many times at how much additional information would come through. But sometimes it's just getting the main points down so that you can remember and have that recall. And if before you go to sleep you say that you have a particular question in your mind, put it in the front of your mind and just say to yourself mentally, or you can also say it out loud, maybe whispering it, that you want to remember your dreams and you want an answer to a particular question. Now, what I also learned is that you have to learn the language of your mind. The mind typically presents symbols to people. I have enjoyed the program Medium because she's always into these dreams. Of course, thank heavens we don't have her dream style, because that would really make for a miserable life. But I've known of people, including myself, that have occasionally had dreams that were so extremely vivid and were not especially positive. So they're there to make you pay attention to it. Well, on Medium, they had a special Halloween show, and I really liked the way they laid it out, because all of her symbolism, she goes through every time she does a show, she has to figure out what's really going on. In her case, sometimes she'll actually see things. Other times she has symbolism, like they did in the Halloween show that they did. And this is important, because you have to learn when you're looking at something and when you're experiencing it in the dream state, is this a symbol or is this actual being in a certain place? And there is a difference. And you learn to detect this with practice. And that's what it takes. It takes dedicated commitment and practice. Also, to develop your intuitive skills, taking time to be quiet. Taking time to turn off the television, the radio, just to be still. Meditation is a way of doing it. But meditation can be simply just being quiet. You can sit on a park bench. It's getting too cold for that right now. But wherever you want to be, you need to have the quiet. I used to go out into my automobile on my lunch hour when I worked in Beverly Hills. I was working for National Cash Register at the time. And that was the only place I could go where I'd really have quiet. I tried the ladies' room, but that didn't work very long because people were coming in and out all the time. However, by being able to go out into my car, then I was able to focus and concentrate, and I found that I was able to develop the disciplines necessary to do the mental work that I like to share with you when I'm doing the show. Also, with intuition, you need to trust yourself. And this is a process you have to relearn. The reason I say you have to relearn it is because as children, normally we just do it automatically. We will know. Puppies, animals use it all the time. But you have, like, puppies or children, they'll not want somebody to hold them. Why? They're reading them. They sense them. They know when they're comfortable and when they're not. They have this capacity. As we mature, we are talked out of using it frequently by other people. We have the do's and the don'ts that we're taught, and there's a good thing about that. But we need to remember that as we mature, this is a part of our survival package. This is something we have been endowed with so that we can be alert to what's going on around us. So your intuition is a wonderful tool and a wonderful resource. So trust your gut instincts. It really makes a difference. And what they found in studies is people, when they are trying to make a decision, when they agonize over them, their judgments usually are not as accurate as people who trust the feelings that they have. Now, your subconscious really does need time to be able to process the information that comes into it. So sometimes a good thing to do is, if you're in a dilemma and you know you have to make a decision and you're just stressed to the max about it, go and wash a car, scrub a floor, tango in your living room, but do something different. And good physical activity is a very good discipline. So maybe you get on your treadmill and you walk for a half hour, an hour, but you take your mind off of the challenge and allow it to come to you, that you need to be alert to. Your subconscious will pull up out of your mental attic sometimes resolutions you never, ever would have thought of. So it's just a few tips that I think you might be able to utilize. And, of course, we've got a plethora of books and all kinds of things, videos, audios, that are now available today. And all I would say to you is this: whatever you're comfortable with, move towards that, and you'll find that your intuitive processes will work just magnificently. But it's a process that you have to give some time for. It's like anything else. There's no such thing as a shortcut. And to reawaken that intuitive process and make it sharper, it means you need to pay attention to it. This is Donna Sebo. I know that we are out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, worry warts, join me, because we're going to have a good time. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a fabulous day, evening, wherever you are. We'll be back right here, same time, same place, on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.